Now time for a locker room chat with the Centralia girls basketball coach, Dusty Thompson, after their 11th and 10th consecutive wins from this past week. And coach, you had a couple of gutsy ones, starting off with your guys' 42-38 win against Hanover, a big win for you guys. Your overall thoughts on that one?
It was a big win for us. Hanover's a good, talented team. I think they could very easily be in the state tournament again this year. And again, you know, the girls, we got down a few times, and the girls continue to fight and claw back in it. And they find a way by the end of the game to take a lead. You know, I said we look young out there sometimes. Sometimes we look athletic. Sometimes we look young. And the competition, you know, this time of year gets better and better. And it's just taken us a little bit to adjust to it in the course of the game sometimes. Like you said, they always seem to find a way to gut it out in the end.
And speaking of, I mean, talk about gutting out a win. You guys changed up your starting five against Troy. You guys win that one 47-41. You trailed at the end of the first quarter. You guys trailed at halftime. You guys trailed after the third quarter, but you guys come out with the six-point win. Owen Dieters, 23 points. Tava Gibbs had 10. I mean, what an incredible win for you guys.
Yeah, it was. You know, again, like you said, they continue to fight. Troy, give Troy credit. The Westin girl hit some big shots when they needed a shot, you know, and it seemed like every time we take a one-point lead, she'd come down and find a way to get a shot off, whether it was a set play or whatever it was. And, you know, yeah, the girls found a way to kind of settle in there in the fourth quarter. And I felt like we finally, in the fourth quarter, you know, like you said, we're young sometimes, but we finally kind of found a way to, we found the open spots in the fourth quarter. You know, it took us three quarters to settle in and see those things, but they finally found them and we had some success late in the game.
So you guys are now 5-0 in league play, 11-1 on the regular season. And you guys have arguably the toughest schedule among teams in the top half of the Twin Valley League, trying to fight for that top spot in the league, which you guys are currently tied for first with Hanover. And so now you guys have Frankfurt coming up here on the second. Actually, sorry, tied with Frankfurt, not Hanover. You guys are tied with Frankfurt, so that makes this game all the more important. I just want to get your thoughts on the significance of this game coming up here on Friday.
It is. You know, it's a big one. Not only is it a big TVL game for the top spot in the league right now, but it's a big district game. You know, we'll get their best shot. We always do. And hopefully we can give them ours. And you know, I tell the girls that I think we need to look at this more as a gauge of where we are right now. You know, we continue to fight in games and stuff, but in the long run, I think Frankfurt's one of the teams in the state that you want to see where you're at, what you do well, what you need to work on. And that's kind of how we're going to have to approach it Friday night.
Do you guys consider this a possible must-win game in terms of trying to get first place in the league?
I don't know about a must-win. I feel like it's a good step in the right direction. But you know, I looked at some of the scores from last night's games and stuff, and I've said all year that in any team in this league, when you don't show up to play, you know, you can get beat any night of the week. So it's a big game. But I think there's going to be chances for both of us to not be prepared or not show up ready to play and can get beat somewhere down the road just as easily too. So, you know, it'll be a big one, but we're just going to approach it the same mentality, one game at a time, and see where we're at.
Absolutely. And then you guys have two non-league games as well. Marysville at home on the 5th and then the 6th at St. Mary's. No easy task for those as well. But then that last stretch for you guys, that is going to be a lot of fun basketball at Valley Heights, at home against Donovan West, against Clifton Clyde at home, and then at Axtell to finish off your season. That is a brutal stretch. But we'll get to that once we get to it. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it as always. And best of luck here on Friday.
Sounds good, Jared. Thank you.
That was Centralia girls head basketball coach Dusty Thompson here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you today by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, and Wanklin Oil Company.